This is a New York City subway train. It's not just a way to get around town. For some corporations, these subway cars are a tax shelter, a very lucrative tax shelter. Democratic Congressman Jim Moran of Virginia explains.
Private corporations have been buying municipal facilities and systems so they can depreciate it. A subway system, for example, Wachovia Bank will buy the subway system or parts of the subway system, lease it back to the city, but then they own it, and so they're entitled to depreciate it.
In fact, Wachovia owns some of the cars in the New York City subway system, and corporations have struck the same kind of deals with more than a dozen U.S. cities, including Atlanta, Chicago, and Los Angeles. The Treasury Department estimates that these so-called silos, that's an acronym for sale in, lease out, will cost American taxpayers $33.5 billion over the next 10 years. That number could keep going up. Congressman Moran and others on Capitol Hill want to shut down these tax shelters, as does the Bush administration. Terry Matsumoto hopes that doesn't happen. He's the executive officer of finance and treasurer of the L.A. Transportation Authority. That city sold $400 million worth of buses to what seems like an unlikely investor.
Philip Morris Credit Corporation.
But Los Angeles doesn't get all the $400 million. Most of it goes back to Philip Morris to pay the rent on the buses. The city only gets to keep a fraction of the sale price.
I believe that overall we netted about $14 million.
And what's the annual budget of the Transit Authority?
Between $2.8 and $2.9 billion a year.
So $14 million is a relatively small amount of money.
Yes, but it is money that can be used for virtually any transportation purpose, unlike most of the funds that we get. The flexibility of those funds is of great value to us. Operating money is very dear to any transit system throughout the country, and we use these proceeds to fill gaps.
Does Philip Morris have any say in the running of the buses?
No, since we have the buses back under lease, we are fully responsible for the maintenance and operation of those buses.
While cities do benefit from the influx of unrestricted funds, the corporations enjoy far greater benefits. But the question is, are these silo transactions legal? Greg Jenner doesn't think so. He's acting Assistant Secretary of Tax Policy at the Treasury Department, and he's part of the government's fight against silos. Jenner wants Congress to pass legislation that would make it absolutely clear that silos are illegal.
It's strictly a sale of tax benefits, and it's a really bad deal for the American taxpayer. They look a lot like a leasing transaction that you're used to, except what happens in these transactions is that a large tax-exempt organization like a city will lease its sewer system for a long term to a U.S. corporation, and that U.S. corporation immediately leases it back. It is a paper transaction. Nothing changes. The city continues to operate the asset, the sewer system, subway system, whatever it is, just like normal. And what that entitles the U.S. corporation to do is claim a lot of tax benefits.
Now, these tax shelters, as I understand it, are called silos. And the S is for sale, but there's no real sale involved here.
A long-term lease is treated under the tax law as a sale.
I see.
And that's where the sale comes from. But truth be told, these transactions are paper only.
What makes this illegal?
In order for you to be treated as owning an asset, you have to have the benefits of the asset, and you have to have the burdens of owning the asset. So if the asset goes down in value, you have to bear the risk of loss. And these deals are done in such a way that the U.S. corporation bears virtually no risk of that.
Let me ask you specifically to tell us how this tax break works.
The tax benefit that is in play in these transactions is depreciation. So if I sell you my sewer system, I can't depreciate it because I don't pay tax in the first place.
Because you're a city.
I'm a city. Mm-hmm. But you're a U.S. corporation and you would depreciate that sewer system.
When did this tax shelter appear on your radar screen over at the Treasury?
Well, we started finding out about it in 1999. It wasn't until this last 6 months that we became aware that it was really a problem, the magnitude of which we hadn't anticipated before.
You know, it surprises me that it only got to the Treasury's radar screen in 1999, because when you talk to people who have been involved in these kinds of things, they suggest that while you may not have had the silo around before, you had something called a LILO, a lease in, lease out, so that this kind of transaction has been going on for a couple of decades.
But we had shut those down. Those had been closed down through regulations and through litigation. Consequently, we didn't know that this transaction had genetically mutated from a LILO to a silo.
How does it genetically mutate? Is it simply a tax accountant sitting in some room figuring this out?
A tax accountant or a tax lawyer. You look at what was shut down with the LILO transaction. They apparently concluded that they could do it a slightly different way that wasn't affected by the way we had shut down LILOs. You know, consequently, they started to do the transaction that way. The world is a very, very valuable place. And as long as you can find assets to do a silo with, the transaction is found money for the tax-exempt organization, the city, the foreign government, and it's a way to shelter income for a U.S. corporation.
In fact, purchases of foreign sewer systems or subways by U.S. corporations represent 80% of these silo deals. Jenner admits that preventing the next tax shelter mutation is virtually impossible. The best government can do, short of revolutionary tax reform, is identify the shelters as soon as they pop up and shut them down. Jenner is optimistic that Congress will dismantle the silos, which he says are the biggest leak in the federal treasury.
In terms of cost to the taxpayer, without question, this is the most serious problem.
Greg Jenner, Acting Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Tax Policy.